Da sind wir wieder. We're back with Peter, with Hannes and with me. Und bevor wir gleich weiter Black and White spielen und uns einige interessante Sachen angucken, die ja Peter schon mal verraten hat, kann ich euch sagen, wird noch lustig. Kommen wir zur Verlosung. Ja, wir haben nämlich heute tolle Spiele zu verlosen. Unter anderem zum Beispiel dieses Spiel, von dem ich den Namen nicht weiß und auch sonst noch nie von gehört habe. Ja, können wir das vielleicht mal zeigen? Danke. Und außerdem noch das Spiel Die Mumie.
Sammlerstücke.
Ja. Passend zum Spiel, aber jetzt werdet ihr sagen, Moment, die Spiele, naja, ja, das ist natürlich längst nicht alles. Nämlich, dazu kommt noch dieses Black and White, it's not a powder box. What is it?
It's a chess set.
It's a chess set. Es ist ein Schachspiel, ja. Ein Black and White Schachspiel, schwarz-weiß, ja. Und das ist natürlich noch längst nicht alles. Wenn ihr jetzt gleich auf den Win-Button klickt, könnt ihr noch diese zwei T-Shirts gewinnt, Black and White T-Shirts, ja.
Ja, schwarz und weiß.
Und Peter wird sie jetzt für euch unterzeichnen. You will sign them now, ja. Ich hol die mal hier raus. Ihr könnt also live dabei sein, wie der Meister persönlich jetzt hier für euch diese T-Shirts signiert.
Übrigens ab Montag zu gewinnen, so. Die beiden Shirts. Wenn ich sie nicht vorher schon
Wir machen die einfach zu dem Spiel dazu, Hannes. Ist doch kein Thema.
Nee, die sind Anfang der Woche.
Wir haben doch noch mehr T-Shirts.
Wir haben noch mehr
T-Shirts. Ja, Anfang der Woche auch egal. Ihr könnt die gewinnen, klickt auf den Win-Button. So.
Big or small?
I don't know. Like you like. Sagt man das? Like you like. As you like. Genau, danke. So, like you like.
One.
So, jetzt zeige ich euch kurz, eins haben wir schon. And we have a black marker for the white shirt. Ich zeige euch ganz kurz die Seite, während der Peter da unterzeichnet. Und zwar findet ihr einen Artikel zu Black and White. Logischerweise. Ja, außerdem News zum Beispiel zur Nolf-Demo. Die Nolf-Demo ist raus, könnt ihr bei euch auch runterladen im Download-Bereich. Außerdem Unreal 2 Bilder, ein neues Anime-Echtzeitstrategiespiel, dann noch von gestern News zu Emperor, Battle for Dune, Siedler 4, Alone in the Dark 4, bla bla bla. Und so weiter. Jetzt gucken wir mal in den Artikel von Black and White. Da sind nämlich, wenn ihr runterscrollt, ein Comments-Button. Wenn man da draufklickt, kommt man in den Comments-Bereich. Ja, ich kann das auch mal zeigen. Und da ist die Hölle los, kann ich euch sagen. Also mein Postfach wird ja schon gesprengt, aber hier, ja, ihr seht, Fragen über Fragen. Und eine Frage habe ich mir zum Beispiel schon mal rausgesucht, nämlich von Squalls. I have one question.
Okay.
The first question of the of the evening. And he asks, what are the system requirements for Black and White? I think that's a question many people like to know.
It's a Pentium 20,000. No, not really.
Okay.
Then no, we originally designed it to be a Pentium 233 with 64 megabytes of memory. But actually, I recommend a Pentium 300 megabytes of memory and an 8 megabyte video card.
But that sounds pretty fair.
Well, I mean, you know, the thing is, it was started 3 years ago.
Yeah, okay.
A Pentium 300 was never even dreamed of. So originally, we thought it would be like a Pentium 166, but obviously as time's gone on.
Okay, so a Pentium 300 or Pentium 3?
Pentium 300.
Pentium 300 and 64 Megabyte RAM und 8 Megabyte Grafikkarte, ja, also 8 Megabyte Grafikkarte. Dann soll das Ding bei euch laufen. Ich würde sagen, genug gelabert. Enough questions for now. Now let's continue playing.
Right. Well, the last thing that we saw, if you remember, is that you can do just about anything you like in the world. But that gets pretty boring. And after a while, you just want more of a challenge. Now, remember, there's one thing that we're going to see a little bit later. At any time, you can just press this button here and go online and meet your friends up. But we're not going to look at that just yet. We're just going to look at the story.
You will describe the multiplayer mode later.
I'll do the multiplayer mode later. Whenever you feel a bit bored, whenever you want to move forward in the story, you click on these things called gold scrolls.
This guy here,
who is called your evil advisor, he's like a little devil sitting on your shoulder, trying to persuade you to do evil things. You've got an angel sitting on the other shoulder. He said that this is a story scroll. We're going to click on it now. And this is the section of the story that where you get to have your creature. There are things called creatures. Every god has a creature. And what they are these incredibly cool things. I challenge where once you've got a creature, it is completely uniquely yours. I'm going to show you that a bit later, but firstly we're going to have a look at this story.
Yeah.
She is just challenging you to find these three stones for you. It's a really simple challenge. It's only there to design you to get used to big moving around the world.
So there are three creatures in the beginning, but recently there were more in the net. You could download, I don't know, what was it, a mandrill?
Yes.
Anyway, what is a mandrill anyway?
Well, it's, you would know it if you saw it. If I said it's an ape with a very pink bottom,
okay,
you would know what I meant.
Okay.
That's what you
I understand.
Get. It's got like a very embarrassing colored bottom, which is
okay.
Very embarrassing.
Also, ein Affe mit einem rosa Arsch, ja, ein Pavian.
So what she's done is challenge you to find these three goatstones, and that's what we're going to find now really quickly. So I just find the first one. She said it's over here. I can just drag myself over here, pick up the goatstone, take it back again. It's just the simplest little quest in the world. All it's there is designed you to get you used to moving around in the world.
So there, that's an interesting fact. There are many quests, or what?
There actually are
excellent.
Over 400 quests in Black and White. Now the thing about, the cool thing about it is, some of the quests you won't get. Because if you are playing an evil god, if your world is really evil and horrible, then you won't get some quests. Some of the quests you will get. And the next quest I'm going to show you just shows you what you can do in Black and White. Now, here's the problem. There's this gold scroll over here. If I activate it, this is the angel, and he always tries to get you to do good stuff. If I click on this, then this poor woman here has lost her brother. The brother's sick. He's in the forest somewhere. She can't find him anywhere, and she's praying to you, her god, for you to help her out. Now, what do you feel about that? Do you feel, well, the poor thing needs help. I mean, she really does need help. Or perhaps you think, I am a god. I don't want to listen to this woman moaning in my ear the whole time.
I think I have my good day today, so why don't I help her?
I think you should.
Yeah?
In fact, this one little tiny bit of the story has 22 possible outcomes.
Yeah.
You can only ever do one of them. And you've chosen to do the good one. So you're going to be really, really nice, and we're going to find the brother and bring him back and save him. But, as you'll see, what he says, he can't be bothered with it. He doesn't want you to be the sort of god that listens to all these people. He wants you to be the sort of god that...
She lost her brother, and he likes us to crash the house.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, he
sounds pretty cool, too.
I mean, he doesn't approve of the whole thing. And so that's the whole thing about the game. It's which voice you listen to.
Mm-hmm.
If you listen to the evil voice, sure enough, you're going to get the thing you want pretty quick.
Yeah.
Generally speaking, if you listen to the good voice, you have to be a little more patient, but your world's going to be more beautiful. So you've selected the nice option. We can do this again,
okay,
maybe a little bit later, and do a different one. So what we'll do now is find the brother. So I know, of course, from playing this game a million times, that he's through here. There he is. Poor thing, he's a bit sick. And we can pick him up
and bring
just
him back.
Just be careful you don't accidentally sort of just...
Oh no, that would be sick.
He likes that. No pain, no gain.
Yeah, kill him.
But we're going to take him back, and we're just going to be really, really nice and take him back to his sister. We could take the sister to the brother, we could take another villager to the brother, we could do a huge number of things, and this is just one of 400 different little bits of the story that you go through. So let's just go and put him down here, and as you see, sure enough,
a happy family.
Yeah, happy family again.
I've been so worried.
Can you fondle him too? Or?
Well, yeah. Of course, I'll show you a bit more about fondling when we get when we get our creature.
Ich habe nur gefragt, ob man ja auch mal streicheln kann, ja, oder vielleicht andere nette Sachen.
Ah ja. Right now, so we're just going to take this gatestone back, and then I'm going to skip forward a little bit to the next bit of the story. So let's just put that back there.
Okay, the next part we will see in take
the next
three.
Part, she's got one more challenge for you, but we're not going to look at that now because okay. We want to see...
What will we see in the next take? What
in the next take, we're going to see the creature.
The creature.
The creature. Ooh. Now, the thing about the creature is we have worked for 3 years to get the artificial intelligence of the creature so that anything that you've seen me do so far, absolutely anything you can teach a creature. You can teach him to do just... stupid things, mad things. You can teach him to be the ultimate killing machine. There's a full fight game in here. You can get him to fight other creatures. You can get him to meet other creatures online. You can teach him the most amazing things. And that's
okay. We will take a look on this in about 50 minutes. Wir sind gleich wieder da und dann werden wir einen Blick auf die Kreaturen, auf die Kau, auf die Kuh und so weiter werfen. Aber bleibt auf jeden Fall dran. Black and White und Peter Molyneux. Carsten, was